ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages.
Probably not all.
Welcome to the WAN Show.
Yep. Yeah.
There's probably no infants watching and probably not too many people who get the seniors discount at Country Kitchen Buffet. Oh, with that said, I was actually surprised. So not so much at events like LTX, but it often shocks me when I'm walking around in the mall, how many people who are old enough to be my dad walk up and are just like, hey, love your videos, dude. Keep it up. Been watching you since the NCIX days. Sup?
Poof.
They're always like less awkward than the younger people.
Yeah. It's amazing. No offense.
No offense.
But that is the thing. Yeah.
No offense, younger people. But they just have a clue, you know?
They usually want to throw in, like, their words. Yeah. Like, I've been watching since X. I like X. Maybe Y is my favorite video or something.
Yep.
And then see you later.
And then see you later. It's pretty great. Yeah. Speaking of great, we've got a lot of great topics for you guys today. China is putting restrictions on video games for minors.
And
so if you
adults.
Make your living pulling coal out of the ground, China feels like you don't need that particular form of escapism, unless I've read the headline incorrectly. I'm kidding. Minor people. Well, okay, minors are people. Young people. Okay, what else we got?
We've also got Intel publishing misleading HPC benchmarks. Fantastic.
That's
and
awkward.
Dead people starring in new movies.
That?
The future's awesome.
Is quite a thing. Microsoft also reports that, you know what? James, I'm on to you. He's making me say this out loud. Microsoft reports 40% increased productivity after decreasing working days.
Yeah, people went, oh man, we should really try to keep this. Work hard, everyone.
We should get this in the WAN show. We should get this in the WAN box so Linus will have to read it. All right, let's hug it. Let's hit that intro. People keep complaining about it. There, how's that? Is that better, you guys? You like that better?
Ooh, that's actually very possible to do.
Wait a second. Are we even live?
Did it announce that it's live, but not actually, or did it announce that it's going live?
This is so stupid. It's like grayed out on YouTube.
I'm gonna tune in externally.
No, I sincerely doubt that it is working. I have no idea how to fix it. All we can do, this is so stupid. How about now? Okay.
This says we're live.
Yeah, so we're.
And it says we've been live for 3.5 minutes.
We're good then. All right, guys. Why don't we jump right into our first topic here?
You should let them know if they need help making like a live dashboard. We can just, you know.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like swoop in there.
Our live dashboard is so easy to use. You just put the thing in and then you're just live.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
Great.
We're using the new YouTube dashboard for the first time, or at least we're trying to. It just shows like a spinny thing. And it doesn't have a preview. It's like, hey, you should connect your streaming software in order to have a preview here. Why do I need that? Why don't you just show me what you're broadcasting? The old one did it.
Twitch chat is claiming that YouTube is for boomers.
I don't understand. Call me boomer one more time. I dare you. Anyway, so we're using it because YouTube's had this weird bug where WAN Show has displayed a stream date of a week earlier than it actually was for the longest time. And I think it's been affecting viewership because I think people are not reading the entire title to see the date. They're just saying that it's like a week old WAN Show and they're not clicking on it.
That makes sense.
Which makes perfect sense. I would do the same thing.
So agreed.
I told YouTube support, who has apparently not been able to replicate my issue, even though I sent them a link of a comment. Someone's like, why does this say it was streamed a week ago? And I said I would try the new one. So far it's a great experience. Why don't we jump right into our first topic of the day today? Guys, this was posted by Suits on the forum, and the original article here is actually npr.org. Wow, that's kind of a new one. China introduces restrictions on video games for minors. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Before we get too far into this,
all right.
And before we actually go through all the details of it,
okay.
side discussion. So just...
Sure. Okay.
Screens
All right.
away.
Okay.
Should the consumption of video games by minors be regulated in the same way that alcohol, cigarettes, driving, gambling... Gambling is actually a great
example with the current
should
layout of
access
games.
To gaming be restricted? And you know what? I mean, this is kind of an interesting one because movies, the way that they are accessible to minors is actually somewhat restricted. So now that the movie theater has sort of moved to the home, there's less that, you know, a government, for example, or a regulating body can do to control what minors are seeing.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be allowed
into a movie theater.
Yeah, like a 9-year-old still isn't allowed to, you know, buy a ticket into an R-rated movie.
Okay, yes, but if you're with your parents, couldn't you? I'm pretty sure if you go with your parents
you
to the movie theater,
to.
You
yeah,
can.
Yeah, I think you were allowed
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
So then, where's the line? Where's the line? We'll talk about the finer points later.
Yeah.
Should minors' access to video games be restricted? And let's start with in any way. In any way.
In any way. I would say yes.
Okay. Would you care to put a finer point
yes,
on that?
Yes, yeah, I would. Sure I would very would. Much care.
Well, too bad. WAN show's over. Thanks for watching, guys. You heard it here from Luke. Kids shouldn't be allowed to play video games. Thank you, Luke.
I think it should be restricted at a parental level.
But parents, no offense to the parents out there, a lot of you are idiots. And quite frankly, if there was a test for whether you should be allowed to be a parent, you wouldn't pass it. Unfortunately, the only test to become a parent is whether you can convince a member of the opposite sex to... you know, and then you happen to be biologically capable, which, quite frankly, so is a chipmunk. But that's it. That's the qualification.
Yeah, it's not exactly like a huge barrier.
It's all fine and good to say you put it in the hands of the parents, but like, you've got parents making decisions like, I don't know. You know, how do I say this sensitively? I was reading an article about bylaw that the city that I live in recently passed restricting overnight vehicle parking. So basically restricting people who are living out of their vans from camping on public land.
Yeah.
And I was reading this counter argument from someone who lives in the back of a converted van. With her 13-year-old daughter saying, like, well, you know, you're really, we love this nomadic lifestyle. And I'm like, your daughter needs to go to school.
Does she not go to school?
Well, what does nomadic lifestyle mean?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, fair.
Your daughter needs to go to the same school, like, regularly.
Yeah.
And maybe you're doing an amazing job of homeschooling, but, like, let's not pretend that every parent who's making a controversial decision about how their kid should be raised is actually, you know, doing all the due diligence here.
I would counter argument a little bit with, I am 100% certain that there are cases where that kid has some type of thing going on where them playing games is very grounding and positive for them. And if you cap them at 90 minutes or whatever it was in the thing, because our laptops are closed, that could actually hold them back in a lot of ways. So I don't like it because you could be restricting positive use of this thing. I think there could be ways to manage it, like movies are done, where like the kid can't go buy it. Mm-hmm. So maybe if China wants to be, because China's pretty invasive about different things, if China wants to be really invasive, they could make it so that you need to have whatever. So they can make it
Please,
so that you
China, don't get any ideas from the word invasive. Okay.
Oh jeez.
We prefer our sovereignty over here. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
for that.
That'd be great. Yeah. If they want to do this thing where you have to use like your real name and your citizen ID or whatever to play games, I think it would maybe be better if they made it so that with that attachment, I'm not saying it's a good idea, I'm not saying it's cool, I'm not saying any of that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Saying if they're doing it anyways, I think it would be better if they used that to restrict what you could purchase without parental intervention. So if your parent steps in and goes, sure. yes, this is fine, I understand they're shooting people, but it's Fortnite, so whatever.
Yeah.
I think they should maybe be able to do that.
Okay, but that's sort of a separate argument from what you were saying before about restricting. So, okay, so, well, is that your bottom line? You should restrict the access to purchase the video game in the first place, but there should be no regulations with respect to how much time people are allowed to spend playing it. Minors, mind you. These are people who, by and large, around the world, we have, as adults, collectively decided are not really capable of making the best possible decisions for their own well-being.
No, well, absolutely. And I think that's... I have less experience with parents than someone who has a kid would have.
Right.
I'm not around other parents very often.
Well, it's pretty simple.
I didn't hang out with...
People who are parents are just people.
Yeah.
So think of all the people you've ever met.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go.
I do a lot of work to restrict that number as much as almost possible.
Staying inside helps.
But, that's true. I've basically not been out of my house for 2 weeks because I've been sick. But as you can probably still hear, I'm very sorry about that. I thought it would be a little bit better. I don't really like the idea of punishing people who are doing things right because there are people that are doing things wrong.
Sure.
I've always had an issue with that.
Sure.
So if there's a family that are doing things great, they're very active physically, they're sure. very on the go, all this kind of stuff, but then...
On a Saturday, Junior wants to play 6 hours of Fortnite because he or she has got all of their homework done. And
they have two different sports they're in and they're very active, but all their game days are on Sundays or whatever, and they really just want to... I don't really like restricting that. If everything's all positive there and everything's all healthy and good there, I don't necessarily want the government, to be clear, the government
sure.
to step in and restrict that. The parents could be like, you know what, no, and I'm, whatever.
So what if a government were to step in and provide guidelines? Like, hey, we have
heavy
found...
suggestions?
We have found that more than 60 minutes of screen time a day will negatively affect your child's development in ways X, Y, or Z. Here are the sort of the studies we've conducted to form a basis for
Great.
What we're presenting as fact.
Sweet.
So you think that's okay?
Yeah.
But what if everyone just ignores it? And as a government, now this is up for debate because there are people who believe that the government should basically do nothing. Small government. And there's sort of, it's really funny because I've had conversations with people. There's people who are pro-small government who have thought it through very clearly. But then there's people who are pro-small government who don't appear to have thought it through very well.
They're
the government shouldn't have regulations. I'm like, okay, well, what if there's lead in your water? Well, the government should step in and make sure that doesn't happen.
Yeah,
okay.
No, so, yeah, I wouldn't say that I'm pro-small government. We're getting political, which is scary, but...
I'm saying that there's multiple different ways to look at it, some of which are well thought out, some of which are not so much. But if we were to... pretend for a moment mm-hmm. that it is the government of a country's job to ensure the, as best as it can, advancement of said country in the global...
Okay.
In the global community.
But then we're technically shifting away from...
Hold on. I'm not done yet.
Okay. All right.
If we were to make the argument that it is a government's job to ensure that the company doesn't crumble into ruin...
The company. I like it.
Yeah, basically.
I like it.
Wow, that was a total Freudian
perfect.
Slip.
Perfect. That was so good. Sorry, keep going.
So if it's the government's job to ensure that the country doesn't crumble into ruin, does a government need to step in if they see a generation of people that basically are not learning basic skills and are busy playing Fortnite?
I think you're going to a very, like, Platonian government structure idea thing.
Yeah.
And if you want a republic whose, like, only goal is the betterment of all society with totalitarian stances, then sure. If you have an omnipotent government that is never going to do anything wrong, them stepping in and having a strong arm is probably a beneficial thing.
I think you mean omniscient? All-knowing, right?
I think
omnipotent means all powerful.
Yeah.
So all powerful could be very bad.
Okay, so all powerful within a government sense, because you're giving them all power to control anything that could possibly benefit society in any way. Sorry, my voice.
Well, I think you're hanging out at the bottom of the slippery slope I'm talking about.
Yes.
Okay.
But I think there's been plenty of examples of things going that direction.
Sure.
So my kind of stance on this stuff is generally, I want government regulation and stepping in and all that kind of stuff when it has to do with maliciousness and like potential safety, like lead in the water, and like regulations of how you can build a product. But in what you can do in your spare time, as long as it doesn't hurt other people, as long as it hurts yourself, I'm generally okay with that.
Safety.
Okay.
Safety. Isn't safety?
Safety's a fun one.
Think of the children.
Especially in like socialized Medicare environment.
Think of their safety.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, slippery slope
topic.
Time, right?
Yeah.
Could you make the argument that it would be detrimental to a child's safety, to their health, to spend too much time playing video games?
Yeah, but I don't necessarily think that line comes in at
We'll talk about the specifics later.
I think it would be extremely difficult, nigh impossible, to figure out how much like per day or even per month that could work out as.
Sure.
Because you don't know how would I describe this? How like actively shifting from activity to activity that person is. Because if they're very and they don't have much sit around time, they could be very physically active and spend a lot of time playing games.
Yeah.
And that combination is probably fine.
And not a lot of like in between.
Yeah.
Like you're saying, they're not the kind of person that, you know, finishes hanging out with their friends playing soccer and then just like kind of like veggies for a while.
Lounges around for a while.
And then plays a video game for a while and then goes and gets a snack and then goes watch TV for a bit.
Yeah. But if they're like bam, 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 it could be a healthy setup.
Sure. Okay. Want to talk about candy now?
Oh, boy.
Let's talk about the safety of candy and soft drinks.
And soft drinks. Soft drinks are brutal.
So I'm gonna come right out and say that I think the access to candy and soft drinks for minors should be immensely restrictive.
So how
it is now.
How would you functionally do that as a government? That's something I'm interested in.
Well, the same way that you restrict cigarettes and...
So they can't buy them, but parents could give them to them.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. I'm generally way more comfortable with that approach.
Because honestly, a big part of the problem is kids buying them for themselves.
Yeah.
You're buying them at the corner store on lunch break or from the vending machines at the school or whatever else the case may be.
Yep.
And like, guys, I know there's gonna be people that are mad about it who are watching the WAN show right now. I don't even care. That stuff is actually poison for your body. Actually, don't drink it. And if you can't control yourself,
I think
then
one of the like most positive.
That's your deal as an adult. That's cool. But as a kid, it is detrimental to your development to just drink like literally. I forget what it is in most sodas.
It's
about a quarter of the can.
I was
going
to say
sugar.
I think it's you were doing can. Okay. Yeah. I was thinking bottle for whatever reason, and I was like, you need to increase that a bit.
Yeah.
I'm usually okay with that. That's why I'm saying the like maybe restrict the purchase,
because
I've been in situations where when I was a kid I was able to rent or buy games that were definitely age gapped above my thing, and I don't know a ton about the ESRB,
right?
So maybe they're not the best representative of this,
but here's the problem. You have to adapt the way that you control a dangerous substance according to the way that dangerous substance is being distributed.
Yeah.
So let's say for example that by and large, everybody moved from, let's use marijuana as an example, something that was legalized here recently.
Yeah. Oh, video demonetized.
I know, right?
So go on.
Let's say instead of buying a joint and smoking it until it's all gone.
Sure.
I was just buying a plant that would reproduce infinitely very easily.
Okay.
Would you restrict those two things in different ways? Because I would make the argument that video games when you were a kid were different than what they are now. There wasn't a daily DLC. There wasn't a season's pass every quarter. So it was more of a buy once, and there was kind of a limit to how much time you could really spend playing Super Mario World.
WoW came out in 2004. So I was 13.
So WoW did have the advantage. Actually, you could buy cards. You could buy cards for WoW. Subscription cards, right? Yes. Those come later.
Subscription cards were pretty early on.
They were pretty early on.
I think. I know they came out in Classic. I don't know if they came out at the very beginning.
So either way. So it's been around for a good, wow, is that like 15 years now?
15
Holy
years.
Holy crap. Anyway, yeah. So this.
And EverQuest was out before that.
So this issue has been around for a long time. Yeah. But something that just kind of goes forever. I don't think it's quite enough to just say, okay, well, we clearly need to restrict this at the source and at the initial purchase. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It's not like Google and Apple of their own volition came out and started putting all those warnings on apps that had in-game or in-app purchases.
Yeah, I think one of the ways you could even help manage this is like make it potentially mandatory for game makers to have a like reporting feature in their games.
Or like a parental a parental prompt, you mean?
Well, yeah. So like by reporting, I mean like you'd have to like have your parents' email locked in, unchangeable without their password in the game.
Right.
And it like gives them like weekly or daily digests of like how much you're playing the game.
Sure. And every time you buy something through microtransaction, there's a forced report.
Yes.
Hey, here's how much money's been spent. Here's how much time's been spent. Here were the times it was done. So basically,
I'm giving more power to the parents. I'm generally more okay with giving more power to the government.
So you would be supportive then. Let me pitch you something. You would be supportive of the government stepping in and mandating that game developers embed tools in their games that give parents control over how much time the kid is spending playing it.
If the parents want it.
They choose to. Because, parental controls implies that there's an unlimited button. Like, through Family Link, which is what I use to manage my son's phone, I can say he can have unlimited screen time. I don't. But I can. And I can see, like, what apps he's using and all that
kind of stuff. To be clear, I would hate this as a kid.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because, I mean, it was, like, 100% my goal, and I failed a lot. But it was 100% my goal, basically all the time, to figure out how to get around my parents' restrictions on
and
various things. Yeah. Pulling a Super Mario Bros. Was setting your alarm for the middle of the night and then waking up and going downstairs and playing Super Mario Bros. Like, that was a term that my friends used actively. So, like, if you're a kid watching this, I'm kind of on board with you. I'm just saying, like, in terms of laws that I would be like, yeah, okay, sure. I don't think it's a lot to get a development team to add that in. I don't think that's a huge amount.
They won't want to.
No.
But
because it would very likely hurt their game. But if everyone had to do it, I think it would be a little bit easier, especially if you did it on a platform level.
Right.
So if like the Epic Game Store and the Steam Store and whatever else, or the Xbox whatever experience thing, if you did it at that level, it would probably be quite easier.
So
not all games are, because like the Riot right now, just League of Legends and TFT are in that launcher, but they're making a bunch more games. And if you wanted to be off a platform, maybe you'd have to have your own thing.
Yep.
But it would be cool if you could lean on the platform.
I mean, I'm sure you're going to hear the arguments from game developers. It's like, look.
Oh, tons of people are going to be mad at me.
this kind of regulation is putting more restriction, more burden on us.
Yep.
All for the sake of what? Reducing our revenue. Well, how are we supposed to justify spending development cycles on this? But do you agree that a child who obviously lacks the self-control, who is spending, 6 to 8, 10 hours a day playing some game? I mean, Fortnite's just a great example because, like, every kid that I have encountered, like, seems to play Fortnite. I don't really get it.
Yeah.
I forget where I was going with this sentence, but the point is, like, do you agree that it's a problem that needs to be solved?
I think... See, when I was a kid, I played a ton of video games, but I was also extremely active and did well in school.
Right.
So, like, I feel like I had a decent balance. And I think in some situations, especially because, like, we're getting onto other stuff now, but cost of living has gone up and wages have not gone up with cost of living, and things are hard and parents are working more actively and more moms are in the workforce. And so there's a little bit, as I have no idea, but I'm assuming there's
deal
a little
with
bit.
Boomer.
Yeah, I'm a
millennial, I guess.
Yeah, get wrecked. I'm assuming that there's less at home time for parents. I was fairly fortunate. My mom worked out of our garage,
right?
So she was generally always at home. But my dad had like a billion jobs, and was often not at home for different parts of my youth. I had other parts of my youth at home a lot, but we had parents home quite a bit. I knew kids back then, and I'm sure there's more now, that their parents are often not at home.
Yeah.
They have nights alone, they have days alone, etc. So putting some tools into those parents' hands so that they can parent.
But remotely.
While that situation kind of sucks, I think is maybe a good idea.
It's better than nothing.
Yeah.
So why don't we run through what's actually happening here. So that was a great discussion.
Yeah.
And I feel really good about having come to, I think, a point we can agree on.
Yeah.
Putting more tools in the hands of the parents and having the government enforce the creation of those tools seems to be a reasonable solution.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what China's doing. Chinese officials have released official guidelines cracking down on youth online gaming, which they say negatively affects the health and learning of minors. I never thought I would say this, but I agree with the Chinese government wholeheartedly here. So the one thing that I have trouble with here is that minors are just sort of broadly defined as under 18, which I guess is sort of technically something the whole world pretty much agrees on, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't say that, like, an 18-year-old is somehow... should somehow be controlled in the same way as a 4-year-old. Now,
I had my stuff a lot more figured out when I was 18 than when I was 12.
Yes, absolutely. Now, another thing, something to keep in mind is that China isn't treating everyone exactly the same.
No.
Online microtransactions, for example, are capped. They're capped at $28 monthly if you're under 8 years old, $57 monthly if you're under 16, and then if you are older than that, there doesn't appear to be an online microtransactions cap, I guess presumably because you're making your own money maybe, or like...
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not sure. I don't know.
When did you get your first job?
How can I fathom the logic of the Chinese government?
Roughly how old?
I was 16.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I got a job as lifeguard.
So, what, you?
15.
I was like 13, but it was a paper route. My first real one was like 14, 15.
Also, you're tall.
Yeah.
Yeah. That
yeah.
helps.
You're not allowed to work as a lifeguard until you're 16.
That makes sense.
So.
But like, so everyone here basically had a job by the time they were 16.
Yeah.
At least some form of income.
Oh, yeah.
Not necessarily
yeah,
a full-time
income.
Job.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So let's have a look, though, at some of the other measures, which not all of them appear to be segmented depending on how old the minor is.
Yeah.
So first, they're going to be registering online. They're going to force you to register online game accounts with your real name and phone number. So they're building a unified system to track identity and playtime across games.
One thing that spooks me about that is you're
registering. One thing?
Yeah, there's definitely a number. But this information is probably being handed to the game developer. Register online game accounts with your real name, phone number. Unless they do like a payment gateway system. Where you have to have, like, effectively, like, an iframe to a different website.
It's really hard to say how they would do it, because I know with things like WeChat, for example, is, like, technically a private entity, but, like, so when you tie your government-supervised, banking information into your, like, personal, private corporate entity like WeChat account.
So what you're saying is when Tencent owns every gaming company,
it basically is irrelevant.
It just doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, I'm not saying it's nice. I'm just saying it is.
Well, I'm just saying that simplifies
an irrelevant detail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, what else we got here? They are banning online video games for minors between the hours of 10 p.m. and 8 a.m. Now, this one doesn't appear to be divided up depending on age group. And I got to say, if I'm a 17-year-old, being told, no, you must go to bed at 10 p.m. Like, you've got to be kidding me. That is ridiculous. Now, I don't think a 6-year-old should be gaming at 10 p.m.
No.
Under any circumstances.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But, like, but that's where it's supposed to be up to the judgment of the parents to make a call here. Now, this is the big
one. Maybe your dad is only able to come home pretty darn late at night. And sometimes you sleep on the couch, and then when he comes home, you play Super Mario Bros. Together, and it's a really cool thing.
Yeah, maybe you have a nap before that. I don't know.
Maybe that happens, okay?
Now, everything so far has at least sort of seemed somewhat, maybe sort of reasonable, because these are kids that are supposed to be going to school, so you shouldn't be gaming while you're supposed to be sleeping. Especially if the argument being made for it is that this is to ensure, you know, health and proper development of children.
Yeah.
Registering online game accounts with a real name and number, you know what? There's lots of arguments to be made both ways, but there are compelling arguments to be made for that people should probably be held accountable for the way that they behave online. This next one, though, I think...
I would not want to be held accountable for anything I did online in terms of talking to people in video games before I was, like, like 22. Yeah, I don't know.
So maybe you wouldn't have done it, just saying.
Maybe.
Maybe you were just dumb at that time.
Either way, I think holding
kids accountable for things they say and do when they're older is, like, not cool. In general.
Things they say and do when they're older?
No.
Oh!
Holding them accountable when they're older for things they said and did when they were
younger. Well, this doesn't say anything about holding them accountable when they're older. I think the plan is to hold them accountable right now.
Yeah, that's fair.
anyway.
But you mentioned the... that is fair. But, like, I wouldn't want that on my record. You know what I mean?
Well, that's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Remember, you live in China. You don't get to pick what's on your record.
I know. I get it. I'm just saying in general.
Okay.
I'm just, you know.
I think the next one is the most unassailably ridiculous. Minors are restricted to 90 minutes of game time every day, except national holidays. Freaking arbitrary.
Hooray, double the game time.
Hooray, it's Chairman Mao Day or whatever. I don't actually know if they have a Chairman Mao Day.
I have no idea.
I was, you know, first time I went to China, I was blown away that they have his picture on the money. I was like, really? Anyway, minors are restricted to 90 days. So on national holidays.
So New Year's Day, Chinese New Year, I don't know how to say this festival, Labor Day, Dragon Boat Festival, Mid-Autumn Festival, National Day of the People's Republic of China, and Golden Week.
Okay.
Golden Week. Hmm.
You're allowed a maximum of 3 hours on national holidays. And then this is where things get super de-duper crazy. For adult gamers, they are banning playing games that depict sexual explicitness, goriness, violence, and
violence.
Gambling.
By most video games. So EA Sports is like, yeah!
I don't know. It depends on how the NBA relationship goes.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah, that's fair. That does legitimately cut a lot of games.
Yeah. And, like, games that I would look at and go, like really? Like, gambling. Define gambling. Like, if I go to the, if I'm
Is
playing,
Pokemon
like, a Final
Red
Fantasy
Blue
game.
Banned? Because they have a casino.
Yeah, right? Because it doesn't even say that you can gamble in the game. Like, it doesn't say anything about real money.
Yeah.
It just says depicts
gambling. And depicting violence, like that is genuinely an extremely large amount of video games. No matter like what scale you go to, like, cause there's even games where like, I don't know, you're, what is the name of that game? Silicon Valley Space Station or something? It's a really weird, really weird old game that used to be on N64, really wacky. The developers of that game went on to make something pretty major that I don't remember the name of. But you, like, became different animals, and you'd go around and you had to, like, fight stuff, but it was usually, like, other animals, and it was the most cartoony thing you could ever imagine.
Right.
And, like, but that was, it was, I mean, you're technically fighting things, so
like,
it was
Like, is
violence.
Crash Bandicoot out?
That's, right? Like, does it matter the scale of this is clearly not real?
I don't know, dude.
Like, maybe COD is banned, but, like, is Fortnite?
Yeah, like Splatoon?
Yeah. Exactly. Because, like, yeah, sure, it's paint, so, I don't know, but sometimes you, like, run people over with a roller.
Yeah.
And that would
is
hurt.
Is that violence?
And it, like, flattens the person out. Like, that's, I don't know.
So we can wrap this up. It's not clear how offline single-player games factor into the new guidelines.
Space Station Silicon Valley, yeah.
So that's interesting. I mean, as far as I can tell, on the subject of sexual explicitness, like, a lot of the sexually explicit games that I'm aware of are in VR, where there's a big sexually explicit push. But as far as I can tell, it's all offline.
That's borderline even a game. It's just in a whole different category.
Okay, I don't know. I've only gotten as far as, like, the pictures on the Steam store page.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, like, legitimately just, like, the viewer thing. I didn't know you meant, like, an actual game.
No, I mean actual games.
Okay, I haven't dove into that.
So it was kind of interesting. So I let my kids use my Index. And I just like popped into the Steam store because my account is an adult account. They just use my account because what, I'm gonna go buy like sure. additional copies of games. Okay, there's yeah. family sharing, but I'm gonna like register my kids for Steam. Like, well, I can't be bothered to deal with this. So they just use my account. Like, there's nothing on there that I wouldn't want them to see.
Right. Yeah.
And I just dropped into the store and it was like VR picks recommended for you. And I'm like, sorry, what is this? It's like, it's like Maid Simulator or something. I can't remember exactly what it was called, but it was like, I was like, okay, is this what I think it is? And it was exactly what I thought it was.
Yeah, Steam's a little funky. So,
online or offline, right?
One thing that you can do is even having an unrestricted adult account,
yeah.
you can choose, like, I don't want to see this stuff.
Because Steam even still tracks your... Well, I didn't say that. but Steam even tracks your game, your in-game time, even for single-player games.
Yes.
Now, I do kind of wonder how...
Well, this is part of my thing where, yeah. like, you could try to do it on a platform levels, because most platforms do it anyways.
Yeah, what is slippery freaking... You know, speaking of Steam... Okay, you know what? Let's wrap this up, and then I'm going to rant about Steam for a little bit.
Okay.
Blah, blah, blah. So why is this happening? In 2018, Jinping called for officials to take action on the large amount of nearsighted children... caused by schoolwork, phones, and games. So video game addiction was officially recognized as a mental health condition by The Who in...
By The Who. Great band.
No, not the band. The World Health Organization in 2018. And then there's... Wow, James even put like a whole debate question in here for us. How does this affect China's influence on Western game design? Probably a lot.
Quite majorly, because you're going to be trying to make sure that your game can fit into either 90 or like 30 or 15 or 45-minute segments pretty... Like yep. pristinely.
Yeah.
Having that game cut off at that time so that these guys want yep. to play your game so they can get maximum amount of like yep. matches within their game time is gonna be pretty
And that's important. More than just like the art of the game. That's even just the fundamental design of yep. the gameplay of the game that is gonna yep. be affected by something like this.
Yeah.
Simply stunning.
Yeah.
Oh, just like the segue to our sponsor for today's show. Today's show is brought to you by Ridge Wallet. Use code Linus to get 10% off at ridge.com/Linus. Stop carrying around pointless items in your pocket like receipts, old hotel room keys, and all the other crap that you know you don't need.
Ooh.
Ridge Wallet helps you carry less. They use two metal plates that are bound by a strong elastic to keep your cards tightly together but still accessible. You just poke them right here and you can whip them out. They're RFID blocking. They have a lifetime guarantee. They're available in aluminum, carbon fiber. Were you playing with the carbon fiber? Oh, no, there's the carbon fiber one. This one's sick.
Yep.
And titanium. And they have a few new styles available, like forged carbon and Damascus steel.
Ooh.
They don't just sell wallets. They have battery banks, bags, smartphone covers, and more. So use offer code Linus to save 10% on everything at ridge.com/Linus. The show is also brought to you by the Corsair Virtuoso RGB gaming headset. Let's go ahead and pull that up. Apparently I'm supposed to show you guys the website. Actually, can you pull that up?
Yes.
The Virtuoso website?
On it.
Sweet. This is basically their creme de la creme of RGB gaming headsets. It is wireless. It has 7.1 surround. It has 50 millimeter high density neodymium drivers. It features all day comfort memory foam ear cups. That says earbuds. Way to go, Colton and Jono. Clearly ear cups, and is made of machined aluminum for a lightweight yet strong design and maximum comfort. There's three ways to connect with their Slipstream wireless, so that's their low latency wireless, USB wired, and a 3.5 millimeter jack. And it features 50 feet of range on wireless. It's got a detachable microphone, and it's Discord certified for crystal clear communication. Check it out today in carbon, white, or gunmetal at the links down below. Finally, the show is brought to you by Savage Jerky.
Oh, fantastic.
Time for me to eat some maple buffalo bacon.
I'm gonna go right into the ghost.
I'm just doing it right
just
now.
Clear myself
Savage
up.
Savage Jerky
bit.
Is made with high quality ingredients without nitrates or preservatives with the goal of creating a snack that's full of flavor without being bad for you. It's so hard to talk because like, I'm like, wah, wah, wah. They've got 13 different flavors of jerky, such as their sriracha bacon and my favorite, maple buffalo bacon. I love this stuff, it's so good. They also make barbecue sauce, hot sauce, and a spice rub. Check it out at, dang it, there we go, savagejerky.com and use offer code LTT to save 10%. Their hot sauces are amazing. The jerky's great, but like honestly, I think the better bang for the buck is in the hot sauce because you can put it on anything.
Very good.
Jerky you have to eat as jerky. Unless.
You can put it on everything.
You should make a BLT with the with the bacon jerky.
But yeah, you can put it on whatever you want. Mm. I'm just going to leave the Savage Jerky thing there for a bit because people get mad if I talk during the regular show, but if I'm still like shilling for Savage Jerky, then I can still eat my jerky.
Yeah.
I mean, the train's going by anyway. Who cares?
In this segment, you have shilled for Savage Jerky, loud BMWs, and trains.
Oh, I want to have another piece, but I think I think Nick is standing here so that I'll tell you guys about our promo on LTTstore.com. We are back in stock on Constellations.
Oh, nice.
Also, check this out. So the circuit board shirt, we are blowing them away. The circuit board shirt is going away and we've got a promo to say goodbye to it. If you scroll all the way down to the bottom of the bloody store, there it is. What's the promo again?
If you add a circuit board shirt and any other item to your cart, the circuit board shirt is $10.
There you go. $10 for a circuit board shirt.
Every once in a while you guys do sales that are just ridiculous.
I'm partial to the Heather Cranberry personally.
Yeah, I like that one.
Blue one's nice too.
That's the one that has the least size.
That's
available.
Good. Is it? Well, whatever. Yeah. You know.
I'm personal to the whatever one has the most.
Is also back.
Oh, and the TechLink shirt is back.
And TechLink passed a million. I can't even talk.
TechLink
passed a million subscribers, so buy a hat.
I know, right? TechLink has
That's
a million.
So cool.
Tech Quickie has 3 million subscribers.
Oh my God.
I know, right?
Jeez.
What the heck? It's crazy. It's crazy.
It's been
building an empire.
Apparently.
Is it gonna strike back?
All right. Thanks, Nick. You can go. Strike back.
Hopefully.
Strike you.
New Star Wars movie's coming out. Are you gonna go see it? Nope, I don't think so.
You know what? It's funny you ask because I was planning to go see it. I was actually kind of thinking we would organize a rent a theater and invite LMG and Floatplane people.
Oh my God!
Plus as many plus however many as they want to bring.
Yeah.
And we just like take over a theater and watch it.
That sounds awesome.
It won't be like on launch day because like obviously
Whatever.
Every theater is going to be full on launch day.
That's fine.
But yeah, I think. I think Yvonne was supposed to delegate that to David to find a day and coordinate it.
We should
because it's like pretty expensive, but in the grand scheme of things, for like a corporate event, it's like pretty reasonable.
I'd be more than happy to like chip. That would just be super cool.
I'm pretty excited.
Like yeah, if you had people cover like normal ticket price to help offset the cost,
it wouldn't make a difference. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Fine.
I'd be more than happy. We should definitely go like. Do something, I don't know, get food or something after, because you're going to want to talk about it.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. I'm definitely going to have stuff to say. I haven't even watched a single trailer. I already know I'm going to have stuff to say.
Yeah, I've been trying to stay away from it as much as possible. All I've seen is the, like, I'm not even going to go into it.
All right, let's move on to Intel publishing misleading high-performance computing benchmarks. So this is posted by Willie W. on the forum, and the original article here is from servethehome.com. I love the URL. Patrick, you're a gentleman and a scholar.
One thing I want to say before we go into this.
Yeah.
The last time we talked about Intel stuff, and you and I both went into a bit of a talk about, like, Mindshare and how they've left cons and how they just don't have like the vote of the people really right now and all that other kind of stuff.
This ain't gonna help.
I got an email from someone at Intel saying like, I don't remember how it was like, I have a question about this. It was just like the video, but then there wasn't necessarily a question. And I meant to respond. I'm not 100% sure if I did respond, but if I didn't, this is not it. You missed. Just way off target.
Yeah, done goofed.
Yeah, I'm still totally down to talk, by the way. Sorry if I didn't hit your email. I've been super sick. But
so Intel, I love this. Patrick, you're great. servethehome.com/intel-performance-strategy-team-publishing-intentionally-misleading-benchmarks. Whoops. So they published a set of benchmarks showing Intel's advantage of a dual Intel Xeon Platinum 9282 system versus the AMD EPYC 7742.
Yeah.
So our buds over at Serve the Home noticed the numbers looked a little weird, particularly the Gromax geomean test in the life and material science section. A 20% delta seemed kind of strange on a 400-watt 56-core part.
I will also say the last time I met with a bunch of Intel people and talked about stuff, I brought up Serve the Home. So there you
go. Following the footnotes revealed that Intel had used Grommax 2019.3 rather than 2019.4, the new version that has been out since October 2nd and includes a fix called AMD Zen 2 Detection. Basically, the previous version doesn't support AMD's Epic Rome architecture properly.
Yeah.
Now, if we're going to talk about the letter of the law, the test is still valid.
Yes.
Because they did technically use the same version on each machine.
It's just
but this
not
is lawful evil.
Or relevant.
Yes. Lawful evil,
yep.
Not like lawful good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Solid.
Yeah, it's not nice. It's not like, you know what? Good job, bro.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You guys are doing good. We just want to show our numbers too, you know? No.
As outlined by Serve the Home, they pulled similar stunts on several other tests, including using ICC compiler. Is that the stupid Intel compiler? Hold on.
Because they could also run this stuff on like Windows XP, and it wouldn't be an invalid test.
Okay.
It just wouldn't matter.
Okay. So, yep, using ICC compiler, using lower thread counts with AMD, using
nice.
Old Linux kernels.
Yeah, okay, there. That was pretty much my point.
Using a last-gen board that doesn't support PCI Express Gen 4. Comparing their 400-watt part to AMD's 225-watt part, while AMD, by the way, does also offer a 280-watt part. And they also just didn't bother to mention the price of their solution, which is not even close. Like, it's not even on the same planet. Intel responded, updating their blog post with numbers from Grommax 2019.4, with no material difference to earlier data posted on the 2019.3 version. They also said that threads per core equals one was a typo, and they meant two.
So there's some stuff here.
Yeah.
Grommax whatever .3, the one that they used, it's very likely that they didn't publish these numbers immediately.
You're right. It probably took time.
Yes.
To make its way through legal and all that.
Yes. So .4 might not have been out in time. I know it was October 2nd. That is actually pretty recent. If you line everything up. Some companies are a little slow about doing things. Intel is a massive giant of a company. It might have taken a long time for them to do all of this. We can throw them a little bit of a bone there. I'm just making sure everyone's aware of the situation. I'm not saying it's fair or valid.
I think they're thoroughly boned right now. They don't need more bone.
Okay. That sounds solid. I just wanted to throw them that. Using old Linux kernels, all this other kind of stuff, not cool. I hadn't even read that part when I made my like Windows XP joke. And that just hit home so much better that was there. I don't know. This is not cool.
Yeah, I mean, maybe the answer is for Intel to stop publishing benchmarks of their own products.
It has not been going well for them. And, like, this happens all the time. And we've had issues like this with AMD before.
Yeah.
Let's just be totally clear. First-party benchmarks, every single time they're ever brought up on Wancho, we go, wait till reviewers get it, because
so
it's, like,
very
problem
often
too, though. Twisted.
You know, I really feel like the industry needs like a performance evaluation consortium.
Yeah.
For a long, sweet. Like ever since SSDs started getting more complex than just some basic wear leveling and garbage collection.
Sure.
It's been pretty much impossible to use off-the-shelf software in order to evaluate their performance because nowadays, especially through a combination of DRAM caching and operating some of the flash in SLC mode and some of it in like freaking TLC.
There's ways to manipulate stuff.
QLC mode. There's ways to tune an SSD such that 98% of the time in a consumer workload, it'll perform like hot beans. Whereas in that one sort of exception, like say for example, you've got a CFast media card plugged in via USB 310 gig and you're copying that media, and your performance just tanks. If there were tools that were more easily accessible that would help the average person understand the performance of a product versus just the specs, I think that would be to the advantage of consumers everywhere. And the only reason to keep all of your benchmarking tools private and in-house would be if you don't want anyone else looking at them. And so I remember telling Intel at some point, I was like, look, creating an IO trace is a little bit above our level right now. This is a tool that once you know how to do it, is as simple as doing a bunch of things and then seeing how quickly the drive can run its way through it. Could you guys like
do that.
Create that tool and then we can make the ultimate decision of sort of what sorts of workloads we feel are important for our users?
Right.
And they were like, oh yeah, that seems like a cool idea. And this was just a lower level person I was talking to. I didn't really expect it to go anywhere. And it didn't. And so this is a great example of how, you know, it would never happen. But what we really need is for Intel, AMD, you know, throw IBM and ARM in there while we're at it.
Sure.
To get together and say, okay, look, how are our customers actually using our products? How do we help them make educated decisions?
This is how we're going to test it. We're all going to test it this way.
In the meantime, though, I guess, you know, just read serve the home.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, this is probably our last topic for the day because I think my brain might explode if I try and keep talking after this. The original source is The Guardian, and James Dean will apparently be resurrected for a new Vietnam War drama.
Okay, stop. Laptop screen's down. What do you think?
I hate it.
Yeah, okay, sweet. I think we agree. We can open up again. I wanted to see if you disagreed with me. This is nuts. Apparently his like family licensed his image, I guess. I don't know, to show up in the movie. That's super off-putting. I wouldn't want my family to be able to do that. To be fair, at the same time.
Like, could I still be hosting tech videos in 100 years?
And you don't get to be okay or not okay with what you say.
Yeah, because like acting in film is art.
Yeah. Even, let's, TechWiki's art, but even if it isn't, whatever. You're saying stuff in TechWiki. You can't say no at this point. You are putting a portrayal across. Like there's a, I think it's a different level than musicians doing performances on stage. Because then they're just doing the song, right? So like whatever hologram Tupac or whatever they did, Tupac. That's because I can't talk probably right now.
But there's more to it than that.
That's
like what if Tupac didn't want to participate in that particular performance?
That's
like there's an association with their brand that every artist has to make a judgment call every time they appear in a live performance or
a recorded
performance.
And that could even be the country or the state or the province or the town that you show up in.
Yeah, that could be the script. Like maybe the underlying message of the movie. You know, like just to use an example. What if Rosie O'Donnell? They used her likeness for some, you know, ultra far left leaning, you know, show after she died or whatever. She probably wouldn't be super pleased with that.
I don't know where her stances are, but like in general, yeah.
Pretty right.
How can you? Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. But you can't like determine. Yeah. And what if their opinion would have changed in that time?
Yeah, exactly. That's another thing too. You can't just pretend that the day someone died, you know, like that's it. Given the context of, you know, what he died, like he died 64 years ago. So given how much has changed in the world in 64 years, we can't say that James Dean might not be a completely different person today if he was still alive.
His stances on things may have changed.
So the filmmakers will, this is a horrible quote. We searched high and low for the perfect character to portray the role, which has some extreme complex character arcs, and after months of research, we decided on James Dean. No, find an actor. There's like, this is such a they took our jobs moment.
But my
the dead are taking our jobs.
That's fair. My biggest concern here is not with the directors though. I have no issue with that.
Really?
To be completely honest. My issue is the family goes, yeah, we see this as his fourth movie that he never got to make. We do not intend to let his fans down. Like, his family's just like, yeah, sick, let's do it, give me that money. That's more of a problem, in my opinion. Because, like, if you approach a family, and in, like, the will or something, I don't know how this works, they're like, I'd love to keep appearing in movies digitally that he said 64 years ago.
Yeah, right.
But whatever. Let's just assume that's there. Then sure, whatever.
Right.
But, like, because, again, this is up to, like, the license of the person is fine. But so if someone goes, sure, you can license me out after.
Okay, so now we're talking about licensing people, which is madness in the first place. But, like, let me give you a whole other, like, level of madness.
Yeah.
When does a person enter public domain? When can my grandkids make a video starring James Dean?
Wouldn't that be...
And, like, upload it to their YouTube channel?
Under the current letter of the law, wouldn't that be, like, 100 years or something? Wouldn't that legitimately happen?
I can't remember. But, like, that's never been a thing before. Licensing a person has never been a thing.
I love this kind of stuff.
So the filmmakers will use pre-existing film and photographs to create a full-body CGI of Dean with another actor providing his voice. They can't even, like, this is... They have received backlash online.
Oh, yeah.
One director said, "We never intended for this to be a marketing gimmick." He was both saddened and confused by the negative comments.
Oh, I'm so confused.
You're an idiot.
Yeah.
You're, like, actually stupid.
You can switch to my screen if you want to show this. I'm already on it.
Yeah, Chris Evans, Captain America, piped up. "I'm sure he'd be thrilled. This is awful. Cap, I'm getting mixed messages here. Maybe we could get a computer to paint us a new Picasso or write a couple new John Lennon tunes. The complete lack of understanding here is shameful." Yeah, pretty much. Thanks, yep. Cap. Couldn't have put it better myself.
Thanks, buddy. Hope you're having a good day.
Yeah. Robin Williams' daughter called it puppeteering the dead clout alone.
Thank you for someone's family responding to this properly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what the heck? Oh, man, it's very weird. Like, the statement of, like, "We see this as his fourth film that he never got to make."
No,
it isn't. Thank you very much for all of the money that you just gave us.
Yeah.
For our dead for a very long time relative that we probably didn't know very well.
Yeah, no kidding. Dead 64 years ago, like.
So, thanks for the moolah.
Wow.
Don't even know if I'm going to watch it. Like, I don't know, man. I'm not down with this at all. But... Yeah.
I mean, even posthumously releasing works of an artist that they did create, like the Tolkien stories, didn't Tupac release an album posthumously?
Posthumously.
After he died.
Yeah. I think so. I haven't followed it too closely. But yeah.
That's a word I've only read. Never heard anyone say.
There is some weird stuff there. Like, I haven't looked into it, but if Tolkien told, because it's Tolkien's son that continued that, right?
I think so.
So if Tolkien told his son that, like, he can keep working on his universe, then great.
Right.
For as far as I'm concerned, that's fantastic.
And, like, there's other gray areas. So, you know, well, artists performing their work, but, like, in hologram or whatever.
Yeah.
That's more gray than this.
Like, yes.
I would say it's not even that gray.
Yeah.
I mean, there's the whole... So I remember reading at one point, don't quote me on this, though, please, that Disney was waiting for some sort of statute of limitations to expire after Robin Williams' death, and that they had enough material from his recording sessions for Genie, for Aladdin... For the previous Aladdin movies to, like, write an Aladdin 4 with Robin Williams as Genie, just around his lines. Because apparently the first movie was just kind of
mostly
written or rewritten based on him ad-libbing things in the voice booth.
I've heard that as well.
And that's, like, already pretty craptastic, but from my understanding of, like, the way that voice acting contracts work, it's maybe not that outlandish.
I think that's still technically
so
valid.
I was reading an article on Toy Story 4 from the... I feel really bad because I forget her name. Voice of...
Oh, dude, I don't know, like, any actors or actresses' names at all. All
right,
much.
Here we go. Annie Potts. So, who's the voice actress for Bo Peep in Toy Story.
Awesome.
And apparently, with all the changes to the script and the fact that they don't read in the same room as each other and how long they've been working on it, she had never actually seen a finished script. And it wasn't until the movie was screened to her that she realized that she was, like, the leading character. So, apparently, this is just a thing.
Yeah, and that happens, like, in video game stuff, too. You just give them a whole bunch of lines, and they just use whatever they want slash can. You are paid for those lines that you delivered. So, I don't know. That could be its own thing.
Still a gray area, though,
yeah,
as far as I'm
concerned.
Yeah,
depends on how the contract works and stuff. That's I guess, my kind of thing. If there's pre-existing agreements for this kind of stuff, then great. And I don't know the Tolkien situation, but I think that would be a good example. If there was already a pre-existing agreement there of, like, continue on, then fantastic. Yep. I think he's doing a positive service there.
Yeah, I mean, there really is so much danger of the after-death work being just not even close to the quality and just sullying the original work.
Like, that's my biggest concern.
Have you read a Bernstein Bears book by Mike Bernstein, the son of Stan and Jan?
No.
They're terrible. Like, he writes like a grade six kid.
Ugh.
Like, no offense, Mike, but you suck. Like, you're awful.
I guess that's a little
it's
bit
like,
of offense.
It, like, there's a line, and there's this, we have this stupid dinosaur dig one, and it's like, brother and sister liked those dinosaurs. Like, what are you even talking about? That's not writing. That's just, just... You're awful.
At a certain point, you don't want to give it to your kids.
And you should quit.
They'll talk poorly.
All right.
Are we talking about the last topic that we mentioned?
Sure, why not? Microsoft reports 40% increased productivity after decreasing working days. This is specifically Microsoft Japan. They tested a four-day work week. Now, what I did notice is that it doesn't say anything about how long the days are of those 4 days. So if they're like four 12-day work days, then yeah, I could see needing a break. They also did other things at the same time, including capping meetings at 30 minutes and increasing remote conferences. They reduced their electricity cost and they printed somehow 60% fewer pages in the period.
That's pretty weird. That sounds like it sounds like there was a sweeping amount of changes. There's also something that I would, be really aware of, which is if you hear this change is going to be tested in your area, you're probably going to bust your butt for the amount of time that that's going, because then you get a free extra day off for the rest of time.
Yeah, we also don't know, like, how... we don't know what the total work week actually looked like. According to a 2016 government study, almost a quarter of Japanese companies required employees to work more than 80 hours of overtime a month. There you go. That's a thing.
Who knows?
Let's do a super chat thing. Kang says, did you just get started? Back when you posted that.
Who knows?
Yes. Cupcake person, LTX 2021 happening? Why don't we worry about 2020 first? Yes, 2020 is happening.
Hey!
Tyler says, fan since Sensei IX. Thanks, Tyler. Thanks, Cam. Any possibility of keeping Wancho episodes as a Plex web show? I don't know, maybe. It's a low priority. Like everything to do with Wancho. No offense, Wancho. You're wonderful, Wancho. You know, good job. Good job.
Everything to do with Plex Center.
Good job, Wancho.
Yeah.
Wancho is like the only. It's the only production that we still do that uses equipment that we owned when we started Linus Media Group. This table has been with us since the very beginning.
Yep.
Karaz says, would you consider a video comparing ultrabooks and eGPU noise and performance? No, not really. I mean, the noise of an ultrabook is the noise of an ultrabook, and then the noise of the eGPU is the noise of the eGPU, and you literally put them together. TechX says, what app do you use for AirPods Pros on Android? I actually just don't even bother. I just use them because I don't really care what my battery life is. It is alive until the noise cancellation starts to kind of like derp out, and then it's not, and I put it in the case. Honestly, I mostly wear them, not even listening to music, because the noise cancellation is so good, and they're just really comfy. So
man,
just...
part of this being sick thing was that I lost not all hearing. I lost a significant amount of my hearing in both my ears for like a week, and then just randomly, while I was just sitting around, it kind of cleared back up, and it was like partially scary and extremely painful for a little while. And, like, the fridge sounded extremely loud. And I was like, oh, my God, I want to unplug that thing.
And you don't even have kids.
No. Yeah.
Hi, Dury says, since I can't afford the LTT underwear, here's all my Google Rewards money.
Heck,
and it's like 10 euros. You were getting close, dude.
That was Google Rewards money,
it's
though.
Not that close.
I don't think he can spend that on...
I would be forever grateful if you could hook me up with a coupon code. I stayed up until 2 a.m. to send this. I have no idea how to... I don't even have a tool to message you, dude. I'm so sorry.
I also don't think the racket of, like, turning Google Rewards money into LTT store money is probably going to be a thing we're going to want to continue in the future.
It's our new money laundering operation.
Unless that is something you want to do.
No.
Good luck.
Thanks, Yabalrid. Thanks, Eric. Apparently, this is brought to you by Gamers Nexus at gamersnexus.net.
Awesome.
Thanks for that.
Heck yeah.
Paul, any opinion on the Halloween video feedback? Yeah, I think I'm just too old. Seth says, okay, boomer.
Halloween. Speaking of Gamers Nexus.
Bunch of people are sending Gamers Nexus. Enclave Strong sent a Gamers Nexus message. Okay, what are you guys doing?
What's going on? Talk about how Steve went off on gaming chairs on Twitter yesterday night?
No.
That was awesome. I liked it.
His message was, stop rebranding the same chair and selling it as though it is, like, different.
Revolutionary. I just added that in. That's not necessarily what he said. I don't remember what he said, but I thought it was funny.
Alejandro says, what happened to the release of TechLink Stress Balls? Yeah, where are my stress balls?
Dude.
We're working on it.
We're, like, 8 things, you know?
What's the Halloween video?
He gave out, like, 15K worth of stuff.
Yeah, for Halloween.
This? That.
Yeah. Some people liked it. Some people thought it was fake. It wasn't. I don't know.
Did you give it to random people?
Oh, yeah.
What
Some people
heck?
Thought it was dumb. It kind of was.
That would be a weird thing to fake.
Yeah.
You bought all this? Or at least some of it?
A lot of it.
What?
Bought a lot of it. A lot of it I grabbed from here.
Did they even know what they were getting?
A lot of them did, actually.
Huh. Thanks.
That kid was upset because I gave him candy because I thought he was too young to appreciate hardware. He comes back later and cries because he wanted a cell phone.
What?
Anyway, fine.
Okay. You got candy, which is cool by itself.
You got a whole bag of M&M's. It was like this big.
That's amazing. That's like the king house when you're a kid. Man, that kind of bothers me a little bit.
Daniel
so
asks
entitled.
If we've got the GTX Razorblade Stealth yet. Yes, haven't gotten around to working on it yet, though. Sebastian is sending more Google Opinion Rewards money. Boomer. Thanks, Sebastian.
Okay, the dude in the Stormtrooper hat is fantastic. I'm going to watch this later. That's funny.
Thanks, Tyler.
I want a cell phone. Oh, my God.
Thanks, Kyle. Tellers. You guys should get Janice to guest host an episode of TechLinked. Not a bad suggestion, Peter.
Cool.
We've never had Taryn do one. We realized that today. So he's signed up in the queue. Tristan says, can you do some sort of fun collab with Steve? I worry he's working too much and not giving himself enough time to recover. What is with all the Gamers Nexus people?
Yeah, so you should work with him more.
Yeah, so that he can have more time to recover. Thanks, Johnny Nimble. Vincent says, at what point did you become a communist, Linus?
What?
I don't know. See the red back there? Even my chair is red.
What about the blue? Is mine blue?
Yeah, it is blue. Yeah. Sayon says, free super chats?
Oh, it's just black.
And you wasted your super chat on that. Matt Y says, Ryzen 9 or 9900K? Stay tuned. Just wait. That's all I'll say for now. Just wait a little bit. Matthew says, can you do your shirts in 100% cotton? Probably not. We like the blend, so we're going to stick with the blend for now. Cotton would be cheaper, but like, yeah.
The shirts are always, I'm just going to throw this out there. Shirts are already crazy cheap.
Hey, have you seen the design for the float plane shirt to commemorate launching?
Did you?
Like float plane and stuff? Hold on, I don't have.
On Teams?
Yeah, it's on Teams. I don't have Teams logged in here, so I can't show it to you right now. But it's pretty sick.
Do you want to show it on camera? Or?
My Teams notifications.
Yeah, sure.
Are
we can show it on camera, I guess. You won't be able to see much.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I also sent like 4 messages to James today through Teams. I don't think any of them went through. He kept on asking me if I was doing WAN, and I kept on going yeah. And then he'd ask me again, and I'd be like yeah. And I don't think any of the yas went through.
No, he didn't care from you.
Yeah. So I don't think any of that worked. Oh yes, I've seen. Sorry. Yes,
so,
I've definitely seen that.
Is that the copy we agreed on?
At least so.
My brain was still deciding that this was a pin.
How do you like the copy?
Like the font?
The text?
Yeah, I think it's cool.
Oh, no, I mean, do you think it's like funny, though?
Funny. Oh, because of the... Yeah, no, I like it.
Okay,
yeah.
So yeah, this is it, guys. It's an LTT logo and a float plane logo kind of hacked together. And it says Beta Squadron.
Yeah,
at
I thought
the
that part was cool.
Because we just think that's pretty funny.
I think it's sweet. I like it a lot.
Because we're beta.
When I first
beta
saw
AF.
It, when I first saw it, I thought it was a pin. And my brain's just like attached to that way too much. I don't know why. So when you mentioned shirt, I was like, no, I've seen a pin.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, no, I've definitely seen
it's
that.
It's coming soon-ish.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Joshua has a great discussion topic for us. LTT. Great channel or greatest channel? Discuss.
Hmm.
It's tremendous.
Hmm.
Todd sent us a joke. What do you call broccoli that isn't green?
There's some really good channels out there.
Yeah, that's the answer, but that's like really stupid. Good try, Todd.
Wait, that's actually the answer?
Yeah. It says cauliflower in the comment. You did guess it.
It's like not even a joke.
You got it.
Not a joke.
No, it's like.
Is he just trying to teach you about cauliflower?
I don't know, and that would be wrong.
Is his next super chat cauliflower, the main ingredient in cauliflower pizza, which is a healthy alternative for regular pizza?
Yeah, I don't know, dude. Alexis, recently upgraded to a 4790K due to bottlenecking. I want to get a new GPU. 980 Ti, is that good? $250 budget, that's basically the best you're going to do for that budget, I think.
Sweet.
So, yeah. Machiavelli asks, when are the mouse pads coming? I think we're going to get this message every week until they're here.
That's good.
Yeah, in a bit.
Yeah.
Kang says, this announcement is more about restrictions for microtransactions. The execution is really doubtful since the game company would be highly likely to find a workaround for this regulation since they want to get the money. We'll see. I mean, breaking the law in China is, like, not necessarily a
terrifying.
Good plan. Yeah. Hoshi says, love the channel, brought me back to the PC. Is it possible to run a Plex NAS server and a Steam cache from the same machine with Unraid? Yeah, you should be able to do that. I've never set up Steam caching on Unraid, although we did set up a Steam cache VM, like just using Unraid as a VM host, and then we had that running a Steam cache off of passed through storage devices. So yes, you would definitely be able to do it. It's just a matter of how. Green Lungs. Thanks, Green Lungs. Gordon Child says, this conversation is stupid. Please move. Okay, I'll move on.
Sounds good.
Cole, can you please make LTT case badges, fangirls, etc.? Probably not anytime soon. VC Jester, more Gamers Nexus stuff. Hib Fisher, they shouldn't be limiting the user's playing ability. They need to use their strengths to make sure developers don't use predatory tactics. Yeah, but how do you define that?
That's extremely difficult.
That's tough. Luke says, I'm still waiting to buy your book. Luke O'Brien, I haven't even started writing it, so I guarantee you it'll be a bit.
It'll be in seasons passes.
Venom Squad says, when's the Minecraft server going online? We are planning to launch in just under a month.
Remember how you had your idea to release it in like sections and make so people had to subscribe to it?
Episodic.
You should
novel.
Do DLC, which is editor's notes on what you said.
That's hilarious.
And then you should have extra DLC that is like comments of people that you work with about what you said.
Totally.
Unlimited monetization potential.
You want a cut of your DLC?
Sure.
10%.
Sick. I'm in. Awesome. I'm so down. No one's going to buy it, and I don't care.
Oh, they would. People would buy the crap out of, they'd probably buy the crap out of yours, Yvonne's.
Oh, I'd buy Yvonne's. Oh my goodness, yeah, this will totally work.
Yeah, like when I'm telling like my
I would 100% origin, buy Yvonne's.
I should have my mom do one.
Yeah.
I'd buy my mom's. Just like, what is she on about?
What does she think about this? And you can't, like, read any of them and then change anything.
Yeah, I'd sign up for that.
Yeah.
Don't be a dick, though.
I don't think I would be.
I don't know.
I legitimately don't think I would be.
I was there for the roast.
Hey, I ended that really. I thought everyone was going to be ending that with, like, as much as I did. And then mine was, like, really long. But I thought it was good. I thought my roast was pretty alright.
Jim says, would you recommend Synergy or Mouse Without Borders? I've never tried Mouse Without Borders, but there was another one we used recently that was pretty good that wasn't either of those two.
I was working on something recently that I set up Synergy for, and the setup is a little clunky still. And there was a couple little issues that I had, but it did accomplish the goal. So
the other one was in the video where we had a Mac and a PC.
On the super ultra-wide monitor, we had a Mac and a PC. Maybe check out that one as well. One Thrust Man says, longtime listener on Apple Podcasts. People listen to this on Apple Podcasts?
Yeah, he's the one.
Wow. Just wanted to thank you guys for the countless hours of entertainment. Thanks, One Thrust Man.
Yeah.
$10. Cool. What else we got? Robert Mail, more Gamers Nexus stuff.
Should you just call Steve and ask why he's like harassing
sending his army
chat
over here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This ad break brought to you by the Gamers Nexus mod mat. It says deep fried lettuce. All right. Thanks, guys. And that's enough for today. We'll see you again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Bye.
Oh, right. The intro thing. Where is it? There it is. Oh, crap.
I honestly wasn't that sold on the DLC idea. I just thought it was funny until you mentioned, like, I would buy Yvonne's, and I was like, oh my goodness, I would definitely buy Yvonne's. There should be additional DLC on top of that. where you are replying.
I get to reply? Yeah.
Yeah.
You should work for EA.
Yeah.